We are locked and loaded. We found it, the front line in the info war. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com is our guest for another 30 minutes. We're going straight to your calls. But before he leaves us, more trends forecasting as we look over the horizon through the mind of Gerald Celente. Cynthia in Maryland, thanks for holding here on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hi. First of all, I wanted to say before the break, before this one, I noticed that there was Doctor Who music playing in the background, and I thought that was so apropos because I just wanted to say that Doctor Who, Charlie Jade, Eureka, Heroes, and another show, everybody knows them as science fiction, but I have to say that they are based on fact. There are a lot of aspects of those shows that are put into science fiction, but are actually based on fact. If you
when I grew up, hardly anybody had cable, and we didn't have cable, and I could, one of the few shows on was Doctor Who, and I watched it a few times, but Paul Watson wrote an article a few years ago about the new Doctor Who, where the government stages a fake alien attack on London as a pretext to crack down on the population. Do you have any questions for Gerald Celente?
No, I just wanted to give some other educational resources, being Link TV, Free Speech TV, WPFW, and Democracy Now.
My problem with Democracy Now! Is it is better than some mainstream corporate media, but it's still Ford Foundation funded and is still behind Obama. But at least they did admit that Obama lied about how he wasn't going to sign signing statements. Gerald Celente, I mean, we know they're liars, but you've been studying this for 30-plus years and advising government corporations, you name it. Is the lying getting more intense, or is it just we're aware of it? Because the New York Times and others have a school program where they give fact sheets to school children saying there is no mercury in the shots, it doesn't give you neurological disorders, it can't sterilize you. But then the drug insert from FDA.gov, I showed this on television / radio show yesterday, here they are, says that it can do all of that and that there is mercury in it. And so just all of the lie, and Obama, he seems to have broken all the lying records in my book. Your take on that?
Well, he has, and every time that you go through the litany of lies from Obama, what he said he was going to do, whether it has to do with habeas corpus, rendition, the Patriot Act, wiretapping, pulling the troops out of Iraq, putting more troops into Afghanistan, bombing sovereign nations. You go after one issue after another.
Lobbyist, lying, saying he would have open government.
And you tell these things to his liberal supporters, and what I say is that you go through the facts and they look at you, and the only thing they could do is give you a quiche-eating grin and a balsamic smile, and they say, well, give him time, or, oh, he can't really fight that much about this. You know, just give him a chance. What chance? How much more chance? He's one of them. Nothing has changed. It's only a different team in there playing the same crooked games. Has the lying increased? Yes, it has. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. It's one lie after another every day. But the biggest thing that's happened, Alex, between Bush and Obama in one year, is that this country went from the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world, the one that was the envy of everybody that wanted to come here to make their mark, to now a country that's too big to fail, that they have jammed down the public's throats, this too big to fail lie, and that all our resources should be going to protect them. You know, in our Trends Journal, we did a story about this too big to fail. After Obama was elected in December, they asked him, why are we bailing out these companies? And he came out with this two-bit analogy. Well, if your neighbor's house is on fire, even if he smoked in bed or left the stove on, wouldn't you want to put it out if it was going to catch your fire onto your house? Well, 7 months later, on 60 Minutes, they asked Federal Chairman Bernanke the same question. And you know what he said? What if your house, neighbor's house is on fire and he left the stove on and smoked in bed? Wouldn't you want to put it on?
Stay there.
As you already know, drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world for the last 2,500 years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
So is this some sort of new world order which Gordon Brown kind of alluded to?
I think the new world order is emerging.
We have to stand up to preserve a republic here and a rule of law, which is under dire threat.
For a couple of hours, you could say Mr. Obama was president of the world.
Obama has made it quite clear by his actions, never mind his words, his actions, as to who owns them, who he works for, and who he serves. And it's not the American people.
Just as George W. Bush betrayed his foolish followers, so must Obama, because his only allegiance is to his offshore masters.
Summers tells Obama what to do. Summers tells Geithner what to do.
So we had Snow, we had Paulson, now we have Geithner. All these people cut from the same bowl of the cloth.
All you folks don't even realize that you're helping people that you're associated with, and you should be recusing yourself.
I behaved with the...
You don't think you should have recused yourself?
Every time in history when a group of banks in conjunction with the government was given the power to expand the money supply at will, those economic systems always collapsed.
If they make a mistake, they get bailed out. If everyone else makes a mistake, they get put in jail, called a terrorist.
The tune of $23.7 trillion worth of taxpayer exposure for the bailouts is quite striking.
This is by probably an order of magnitude the biggest fraud in history.
Why would you need international bankers? Why would any government agree to use them?
It's nothing more than a private, hostile, corporate takeover of every sovereign nation on Earth.
So for the first time in history, we really have this new form of an empire.
Fall of the Republic. Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. Available on DVD at Infowars.com and online at PrisonPilot.tv. The destiny of humanity is in our hands. October 21st, 2009.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are joined till 45 after by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy, Department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan, bestselling author, former Wall Street Journal editor, and also a great patriot fighting just the corporate looting that's going on. And he's very critical of George W. Bush. He hoped Obama would be better. Obviously, he's now pointed out that Obama's already in many cases surpassed the tyranny of George Bush. Now the outrage of Obama being given the Peace Prize, when he's actually sent tens of thousands more troops to Afghanistan, continuing the torture, the secret arrest. We'll talk about that, the deterioration in the dollar, where all of this is going. Is the headline correct in major newspapers that I read earlier saying that already government central banks are moving to the majority in buying euros and other currencies as the reserve? We are joined by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Doc, it's good to have you here with us today.
Hey, Alex.
So much is happening. Let's get into Obama and where he's going and the Peace Prize and your take on that.
Well, they gave the Peace Prize to a warmonger, didn't they? This is the guy who started the new war in Pakistan and who has increased the war in Afghanistan. In fact, today there's a report on antiwar.com that he's told the British he was going to send in 45,000 more Americans. And this was part of his guarantee to them to get them to send a few hundred more troops. So, you know, it's I wrote a column about it and said that it took longer than George Orwell thought to reach his version of 1984, but we've now reached it. We've given the peace prize to the warmonger. Now, the Nobel Committee claims that, well, they did it, they made this decision 2 weeks after his election because of his rhetoric. He was saying, he was talking different from Bush, and so they were hopeful that they could somehow give him the peace prize and make it harder for him to be a warmonger. That could work, but I think most likely all it's done is to make the slogan that Orwell has in 1984, war is peace, the reality for us. So now war is peace.
But it has seemed to have blown up in the Nobel Committee's face and making him the head on the rotating board of the UN Security Council, trying to push him as this global peacemaker when clearly he's continuing the exact agenda that we had under George W. Bush. I mean, I think this is one of the straws that broke the camel's back, and I've seen that the Nobel Committee, as you mentioned, is now starting to backtrack and apologize. And I did hear on local radio news, well, actually a national news feed, Fox News was reporting that, yes, he's confirmed that he's going to send 40 to 48,000. You're saying anti-war is 45,000, whatever it is, over 40,000. He sent more than 25,000 earlier. He secretly sent 13,000 more. That was confirmed. Yeah. And so he took 50,000 out of Iraq, but then put 50,000 more contractors in. And so I guess this gives new meaning to the word, you know, words over actions, because we've got Code Pink now endorsing the war. Huffington Post just endorsed more war. And so now it's the liberal thing to do to go into the place that no army's ever defeated.
Right. And, of course, you know, the worst part about it is all the people there who will be killed. We seldom kill any of the fighters. Not that we have any right to kill them because we've invaded them. They haven't done anything to us. But we mainly kill women and children and village elders. And it's just sort of a crazed act of murder. That's all. It is like it was in Iraq. You know, if you count the displaced and the dead, they lost a fifth of the population. And allegedly we did this to benefit them. Well, how do you benefit people when you bring nothing but death and destruction?
What is the agenda? What is the agenda? Why are they expanding into Pakistan? Is it to encircle Iran and China? Is it to control the opium? Is it for weapon sales, the Unocol pipelines? They even admit, I saw CNN with a general admit it was a staged election. I mean, I have to pinch myself every day. What is the point? More troops in Afghanistan means more targets. Those warlords are always fighting with each other over the opium money. It's never going to end. That place has been in war for 2,300 years. Why are we there?
Well, I can't say I know for sure. We're there because of 9/11, which you and I regard as an inside job. And that was an excuse to start a war over there, but they really weren't mainly interested in Afghanistan. They wanted to invade Iraq. And so it was kind of a beginning of war that they could spread where they really wanted it. Now, of course, while we're staying there, probably the Israelis want us involved. If we pull out of Afghanistan, then we might not attack Iran, or we may pull out of Iraq. The whole thing that they stirred up with the neoconservatives, you know, would simply pass away and be for naught. So I think the Israelis want to keep us there. Well, once you make a serious error, like going in there, you get so many interest groups and politics that it makes it hard to get out.
It's just going to be continual occupation of Central Asia for the foreseeable future. You're right. They're talking about a decade more. That's 18 years. It's like Germany. We've been there since 45, never leaving. Been in Korea for 50 years, never leaving, more than 50 years. And we pay for it. And meanwhile, the weapons manufacturers make a bunch of money. Our troops get killed, but generals get to pin more ribbons on their chest. We'll talk about the dollar and the death of the empire, the fall of the republic.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
Now a quick word with Tony O'Donnell. He's America's favorite authority on healthy living, and now he's got a formula called Ruby Reds that will get us on the path to longer, happier lives. Tony, what does a person feel when they start to drink Ruby Reds?
Well, Ruby Reds will help them feel like they're at 100%, and it's made with exotic red fruits, immune boosters, energy boosters, all the best stuff that you'll actually feel working.
When I mix Ruby Reds into water and make this delicious drink, why is that so good for my body?
Well, Ruby Reds is packed with so many great vitamins vitamins, minerals, digestive aids, and, of course, antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when you have a serving, John, of Ruby Reds, it gives you the antioxidant power of a large bowl filled with fruits and vegetables. And best of all, Ruby Reds has no added sugar, no carbs, and only 30 calories.
Today, you can try it risk-free and ask how you can get a free gift with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. 1-800-204-6421.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big right now that I've been lately pointing out to listeners, I'm in above my head. Dr. Roberts, I'm ranting here, but I mean, can you extract something from what I've said and give me your take on it? I mean, I'm getting to the point where I feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, well, all those the things you mentioned are the paths we're going down. I think they're going to get, in this next year, something is going to happen to push up interest rates. Either domestic inflation from money creation, or the inability of the of the Treasury to borrow at these extremely low interest rates. And when that happens, then the economy, which is already suffering despite practically zero interest rates, will suffer more, and the unemployment rate, measured the way it was measured when I was in the Treasury, is now 21%. So it can go a lot higher. In the meantime, the corporations are continuing to offshore jobs. They're continuing to bring in foreigners on work visas. And the high rates of legal immigration continue so that there are more and more people competing for fewer jobs. So this has to bring even more pressure on the American people, and they're already suffering. Look, you see, today or yesterday, it was reported that the investment banks are making so much money they're back to those massive bonuses, and it says that Goldman Sachs is going to give an average payout of 500,000 pounds, British pounds, that's $800,000 to each of its 5,500 London staff. The senior executives are going to get bonuses of several million pounds, and the top ones, 10 million pounds, that's $16 million. So they're paying out these kinds of bonuses. While New York City, for example, now has record homelessness with 16,000 kids in homeless shelters, it's so bad the city is giving free one-way airline tickets, trying to get the homeless to fly out the city.
Detroit is completely collapsing.
Detroit? But look, here is the telltale sign. New York's Fifth Avenue, one of the most famous shopping meccas in the world, it's now got a 15.3% vacancy rate. On Fifth Avenue, in prime commercial real estate, John Williams reported today that when you look at retail sales adjusted for inflation, currently they are at the level of 10 years ago. He says that 10 years worth of retail sales growth has been destroyed. And he, and I agree with him that the crisis is just starting. It's not really even well underway.
And that's the question for you, sir. So the slide you're saying, and everybody else is now saying, you were talking about dollar in trouble 3 years ago. They weren't. Now it's mainstream news. Is it a slow slide into third world oblivion, or is it going to come quicker? And what are the people going to do as New York State has passed 84 new taxes, I was reading last week, in the last year. The government just keeps growing. The government keeps adding people. Everybody I know is having really, you know, seeing cuts in pay or losing their jobs. And the media is saying the economy's recovered. I mean, where is this going?
Well, you know, we don't have, you know as well as I do, we don't have a media. The media serves as the ministry of truth or the ministry of propaganda, you know. And whatever it says is unreliable. I don't know what capacity the people have to realize what's being done to them.
Well, that was my next question. Is the media now saying Iran is killing the dollar? I'm sure you've seen that. I mean, you just mentioned it. And they're saying the Russians and Chinese are doing it. But I read what the Russians and Chinese and the Arabs are saying and the Persians are saying. They're going, look, all these countries, we keep buying your dollars. We're losing 10% on this in the last year. Your central banks have engaged in the policies that are doing this. Please stop. And then meanwhile, the Federal Reserve comes out and blames them when they're the very group doing it.
Right. See, I don't think anybody's trying to kill the dollar on purpose. I think the dollar's being killed because of the hubris and stupidity of the American policymakers. And the rest of the world sits there and watches this. And says, well, look, they're going to kill it. They won't listen. There's nothing we can do. So let's be prepared and have something to use when they succeed in through hubris and stupidity in killing the currency. And so in the old days, the Depression, when people lost their jobs, prices were falling. It's different if you lose your job and prices are rising. And so I think they've managed to fix a situation, create a situation that's too big for them to handle. And I'm not sure they can handle the American population. Look, just remember, they could not successfully occupy Baghdad. The United States is a big place. It's a lot bigger than Afghanistan.
That's why they're trying to recruit the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts to spy on people right now. But I agree, it's not going to go well. And it's a disaster. It's like watching a train wreck as it's starting, and we're watching it derail, and cars are flipping over, and people are flying out, and the general public's still in a trance. I think a lot of them are starting to wake up, as I talked about earlier. But people are waking up, but they don't know what to do, and I don't know what to do because we know what the establishment's done. We know what they're setting up, and they don't care. They're just committed, and they're doing it. And they're wrecking all our futures right in front of us. And I think, like Ron Paul has said, we just got to identify who did it so that they don't use this crisis to get even more power. And then hopefully this crisis, like a fever, will get rid of this disease. And then we can rebuild our country, kind of like after the collapse of Russia. Your final comment on that, Doctor?
Well, it could well be. We'll find ourselves ruled by the IMF. We'll be under an IMF austerity plan, forcing us to balance our exports and imports, forcing us to balance our budgets, the sort of thing that we've done to lesser developed countries for decades. So this may be what we face in the future. The world may say we've had enough of you and your stupidity and all the trouble you cause everybody, and now you're going to do as we say, or you're not going to have any gas and oil. So that may be our future. They may put us into the box that we belong in.
Wow. He's a best-selling author of... Tell us about the newest version of your book, Doctor.
It's had a second printing, so it's still available. And it will explain to them how the government has turned law away from being a shield of the people into a weapon against the people. All
and
the
it's
things
the,
you talk about.
And it's the tyranny of good intentions.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are opening up the armory in the info war in T-minus 36 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a member, go sign up. It's only $5.95. Download, stream, follow the Republic in super high quality. Download and burn DivX copies of CD. Hit the ground running, folks. We're going to give the globalists a run for their money. Webster, continuing along the line of these staged terror attacks using proxies from the West against the Iranians, openly trying to goad them, a type of false flag, to start responding, just like they had snuck attacked Russia on 888 and said Russia did it, and a week later it came out it was all a lie, but they don't care. They just have disdain and contempt for the public that can't, some of them, I guess, find their butt with both hands. Where is this going? What's the reason for this?
Well, one other feature of Balochistan that's important is that that's where you have this very important city of Gwadar, this key strategic port. It's estimated that 40% of the oil tankers in the world go past the port of Gwadar. And the plan has always been to make an oil tanker terminal at Gwadar so that if you're coming out of Kuwait or Saudi Arabia with a tanker load of oil, you'd put that into a pipeline that would go up through Pakistan, and that would then get you into China. So the Chinese would have a guaranteed source of oil. You look at Balochistan. Balochistan cuts into Afghanistan, the southern part of that. It gives you a big chunk of Pakistan, and it gives you a significant part of Iran. So this is one of the microstates and mini-states that Zbigniew Brzezinski writes about in his books, and which are the goal of the Obama administration. Places like Pashtunistan, that would cut into Pakistan and Afghanistan.
So this has Brzezinski geopolitical designs written all over it.
Absolutely, and it's only part of a pattern. Now, inside Iran, there are four or five of these ethnic groups. You've got the Baluchis. You've got a significant Arab minority along the Gulf, and that's where you've got your tanker terminal at Karg Island and your Abadan refinery, one of the largest in the world. There's also a Kurdish minority that the CIA has been playing out of Iraq. There's an Azeri minority coming from the northwest.
So clearly they want to knock out the police intelligence bureau there so they can move more terror forces in to further destabilize the area?
Right, and you've also got then this green revolution. You've got the CIA coup faction, right, the rich elitists and desperate housewives of North Tehran, with their leaders Mousavi and Rafsanjani, and they run around chanting death to Russia, death to China. That couldn't be any clearer. If they seized power, they'd cut off the oil to China and make trouble for Russia. So this explains why Ahmadinejad is looking more and more like a traditional military dictator leaning primarily on Russia. And the U.S. is, interestingly enough, on the side of the mullahs of the most benighted sort when you get into the situation in Tehran. So the idea is to tear Iran apart from several points of view. I do not think that there will be a huge bombing raid on Iran. There are acts of war going on. This was one of them. And these have been going on in these peripheral ethnic areas for quite a while. At the end of it, the Persians themselves would be left in a almost landlocked internal part of the country, Iranistan, with very little oil and very little perspective. So that would
be. Let me ask you this question, Webster. Then what's the main strategic reason for this? Are they trying to get the Iranians to launch attacks? Is there truth to the Western headlines that the guard heads, the generals are saying we will counterstrike, or is that lies?
Well, certainly they're going to retaliate. If there were a huge bombing raid on Iran and their nuclear facilities, naturally they'd retaliate with whatever they had. They could probably cut the tanker traffic through the Straits of Hormuz.
But they're saying they're going to respond to this.
Well, in this case, though, I think it'll be proportional. And what that is, I guess, remains to be seen. The general idea, though, is to weaken Iran and play Iran against Russia and China. Brzezinski's goal is not to have the U.S. at war with Iran. What's the point of that? The point is to get Iran, if possible, either at war or locked in conflict with Russia and China, who are the main geopolitical enemies now that Obama has come in and replaced the neocons, more or less,
quickly,
with the Brzezinski
people.
Quickly,
then, what do you see happening in Iran? Where's this going?
I think the green coup has failed. I think it'll take a while for the CIA and company to figure that out. But the attempt to overthrow the government is failing. And I do think Ahmadinejad will evolve more and more towards a rather traditional military dictatorship. He's a military man. And I imagine they'll be able to deal with these peripheral terrorists in the relatively brutal way that would be usual.
The Savak methods.
I suppose, yes, the Savak. Savak.
All right, Webster Tarpley, stay there. I want to shift gears out of this into the economy. Okay, Webster, I'm going to let you take it out to break in 5 minutes. I've actually got to go work on IT stuff and give some orders here. Take us to break with the Jundela situation, then we'll come back, finish up with that, then get into the economics, the banking meltdown you predicted a decade ago. Webster Tarpley, good to have you here with us.
Thank you very much, Alex. Let me address this terror attack, since that's our leading issue at the moment. This was a suicide bomb in the province of Balochistan, that is to say in the southeast of Iran near the border with Pakistan. And It was claimed by this Jundala organization, which is simply a CIA MI6 secret army. It's a well-known front. Now, this was a very serious bombing attack. It was an assembly of local and regional notables, as well as some representatives from Tehran. It was a kind of a ceremonial occasion, and it killed about 30 people, according to some accounts, and up to 60 people, according to others. And one of the people killed was the ground forces commander of the Iranian Pasdaran Revolutionary Guard, as well as the commander of the Revolutionary Guard, or Pasdaran, in that southeastern corner of Iran. Now, this Jundala has been around for quite a while, and the Iranians know it well. So the Iranian government immediately blamed the British as well as the U.S., and the State Department spokesman here in Washington came out and said, oh, no, we have nothing to do with that. Now, it's absolutely absurd, as Alex points out, because it's an absolute open secret that the U.S. Runs this. I would say the British probably created it and continue to have significant influence, but the money seems to be coming from the U.S. and the targeting probably shared between Washington and London. Just a couple of these mainstream things in a little bit more detail. Back in February 2007, we have the London Daily Telegraph, notoriously close to NATO intelligence. They quote a former high-ranking CIA official saying that it's not a great secret that Jundala gets its money from the CIA classified budget. That was 2007. They also have a guy called Fred Burton, a former United States State Department counterterrorism official, who says that these attacks that were taking place already then in 2007 are part of U.S. efforts to supply and train Iran's ethnic minorities to destabilize the regime. If that's not enough, we have Brian Ross, ABC Television News. You can see this on TV for free. April 2007, the U.S. is encouraging and advising Jundala, and it's being run by the U.S. essentially out of bases inside Pakistan, but really not something you can blame on Pakistan when the U.S. and indeed the British are playing such an important role. And then we have Seymour Hersh. These are the famous articles that he wrote in The New Yorker during those years. And Seymour Hersh gets a hold of Robert Baer, the former CIA official of clandestine services. And he says that this is the U.S. paying for this. The U.S. is working now with Sunni fundamentalists. That's the trick with Jundala. Jundala are Sunni terrorists of the Salafi persuasion, and the idea is to set up a conflict which is ethnic as well as religious, with the them being against the Persian Shiites that are running the government in Tehran.
Keep breaking it down, and from what I've read, there's four different groups. Some are Wahhabis connected, others Sunni. Break down all these groups for us, and what Iran may do. I mean, imagine constant bombings, blowing up government buildings, blowing up their military, blowing up their police. It's just insane. We'll be right back.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries?
If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Going back to Webster Tarpley. Webster, anything else on the Iran situation? If not, I want to then get into what's happening with Obama, what's happening geopolitically. I had seen AP articles about Obama going to go after his enemies. Obama is going to go after people that have been criticizing him. We see there George Soros has 5 different publications he admittedly owns and runs and pays for. Some he owns, some he just finances. Attacking me, saying I'm evil, I'm the greatest threat, oh, I'm so horrible, oh, I'm this criminal, oh, I'm this right-winger, all this made-up stuff. New Republic just said I'm this incredibly wicked, dangerous person who hypnotizes people, and I'm this great threat that Obama deception is devastating. I mean, they're actually, usually they just call you a kook and a nut. They're saying I'm this great danger. Then it came out in the Globe that there is a enemies list, and of 25 people, I am number 24. Your take on the enemies list?
Well, I'm sure they have an enemies list. They have more than that. I think they actually have departments in the White House. There was a report coming from some people in Canada who had figured out that there was a special department of the White House which dealt with the birth certificate issue raised by Phil Berg and others, and that was all it did. And I'm sure there's another one there for the Larry Sinclair issues and everything that goes with
that.
That's
what the news says, and I want to make a correction interrupting. It's Lamar Alexander, Lamar Smith. I get names turned around. Senator Lamar Alexander, go ahead.
So they do have an enemies list. Now, in terms of the Obama deception and now the fall of the Republic, the Obama deception in many ways is the preparation for breaking the spell, for dispelling the magic, for bringing Obama down to earth. I guess it must have come out in May, right? And then
March.
During the summer, it had a tremendous impact. And what you saw then in June, July, August, in terms of a populist rebellion of leftists and rightists against Obama, because it was both. You had old people who said, I want my Medicare. That's my Medicare from the New Deal and the Great Society. And you take your hands off it, Obama, because you want to give the money to Wall Street, what he really does. So a broad consensus around that. Now, the question is now, with the fall of the Republic, my ambition for the fall of the Republic is this should lead to gridlock in Washington. We have two parties of scoundrels and incompetents. They're corrupt. They're stupid. And they have all of these plans that we've been documenting. The only possible perspective right now is we want gridlock. We don't want any changes. I don't want the changes Obama wants, and I don't want the changes the Republicans want. So let's have gridlock. Let's have these institutions be paralyzed for the moment.
But let me ask you, Webster, what should I be doing, because I really respect your perspective, what should I be doing being on the top 25 enemies list of the White House? I mean, that's pretty creepy.
Well, that's a badge of honor, of course. Congratulations. That's excellent. Again, the main thing I think is to get into this idea. The Obama health care reform is a monstrosity. However, there's a grave danger that Obama and the Republicans could make a deal. The one thing they could agree on is they could say, let's destroy Medicare. Let's take $500 billion out of Medicare, let's strip the American people of their economic rights. Let's also destroy Medicaid in the process. And this is something that some Republicans have said, that they could see common ground with Obama when it comes to stripping away the economic rights
of
the American people.
Let me add this, and we're going to get into the dollar, because you're absolutely right. When I was in the airport last Wednesday and bought this Wall Street Journal I'm showing people on TV, Wednesday, October 14th, headline, Insurers Stand Against Obama Committee's Plan. And then in the article, they have the spokesman for the health care insurance lobby. It says he's the head guy who speaks for them, you know, I guess from the papal seat. And he's there speaking for them. And he says, we wrote this bill. We wrote the takeover of health care. And we want bigger fines if you don't come get our insurance. So they can basically get more money, make you get their insurance, then lower the care, everything you said 6 months ago. But then when you watch the mainstream news, the controlled left acts like, oh, insurance companies who are greedy and bad, which they are greedy and bad in many cases, they don't want this bill when they wrote it. Now, because of pressure, stripping the fine if you don't get it and stripping a lot of this corporate welfare, now they're threatening to back out of what they wrote. So every time these fake George Soros leftists who just want a new tax on health care to pay to the banks, every time they get cornered, they come out and say, oh, people that don't want this government health care plan, you know, they are working for the health care industry. It's the big health care fat cats that are behind this. Okay, so whether it comes from Republicans or Democrats, either way, it's special interest trying to loot people because the system is so corrupt. Any way you slice it, they're involved in a fraud.
Right.
We'll have you back up soon to talk about that. Let's shift gears in the time we have left, Webster. The global economic crises that over 10 years ago you wrote your economic tome on. We actually sell the latest edition of that at InfoWars.com for people that are interested in surviving the economic cataclysm. It's happening just as you broke it down. What are we dealing with? Open G20 announcing world government. Carbon taxes we'll pay to them. Just a planetary dictatorship run by a bunch of Madoff Ken Lay types. Where do you see all this going?
Well, I hope very much that this Copenhagen conference, which they want to impose this yoke, they want to crucify humanity on a cross of carbon in Copenhagen in December. I hope that's going to be a failure. And there are some pretty powerful forces that are making it a failure. China and India have had joint meetings where they say, we will not be bound by this insanity. We will not be stifled and strangled and frustrated in our economic development because a bunch of rich elitists in London and New York decide that they have some carbon phobia, carbon fetish, whatever it is. So I think there's a very good chance that the Copenhagen conference will blow up, that it'll be a monumental failure. I urge everybody to do everything in their power, especially around the world. Make sure that that Copenhagen conference is a failure. Again, gridlock. We want gridlock. That's the only possible outcome that saves humanity under these conditions. Now, the other thing is the dollar crisis that you mentioned. Today, the dollar is very weak. It's $1.50. It's more than $1.50 to buy a euro. That is very close to an all-time low, and it's certainly a 14-month low. The dollar index is below 75, which is quite dramatic. And at the same time, this is the kind of thing that gets you into the geometry of hyperinflation. You've got oil is up to almost $82 a barrel. So oil has gone up, well, certainly more than 10% just in the last 5 or 6 days. So I think what you're heading for now is some kind of a dramatic moment. Hyperinflation takes off slowly, and then it gathers steam, and I'm afraid we're now in that kind of an area. One thing that I would warn against, the British. Remember that when you get a situation now of latent crisis, a crisis that is about to explode, the British specialty is to try to precipitate the crisis, to break it out in the open in such a way that they can export the depression to others, to the U.S., to Europe, to Japan, whatever they can do. This Robert Fisk article in the London Independent has been, I think, characterized by the RIA Novosti news agency as a plant by George Soros designed to create a dollar panic and to prevent any rational form of monetary reform. It's just what the British do. They did it in 1931 when they went off gold. They did it in 1971 when they brought down Bretton Woods. They did it in 2007, 2008. They're trying to extort $6 billion from Iceland.
So this does signify that the Anglo-American power elite are wanting to cause a global currency crisis now for a massive change.
Yes. Again, the more British side and the Wall Street side, but there may indeed be countervailing forces on that too. So look at the article by Vlad Grinkevich on RIA Novosti attacking Robert Fisk as essentially somebody who's a speaking tube for George Soros. Obviously, it is impossible for the dollar to remain as the sole reserve currency. That will not work. On the other hand, most of the other candidates for this are even less qualified. The euro and the yen, I think, are even less able to do this job than the dollar. And the worst of all possible worlds is this idea of a synthetic currency, the idea that you'd create a supranational currency. It would probably turn out to be special drawing rights of the International Monetary Fund. That's the worst. That is what Lord Keynes wanted at Bretton Woods. Lord Keynes, of course, spokesman for British imperialism. He wanted this thing called Bancor, which would have been a strangulation of world development instead of Bretton Woods. Bretton Woods worked very, very well. Between 1944 and 1941, 1971, we had the best rates of economic development in world history before or since. We should, I think, go back to the positive features of Bretton Woods, not all of them, but the ones that proved to work well. But certainly no Bancor, no special drawing rights, no supranational currency, and above all, watch out for British sabotage as this crisis gets worse.
All right, I want to talk about how you see this unfolding on the current course that the establishment has us on, what some of those different forces that are moving towards world government and vertical integration, but maybe debating about who's going to be on top of the pyramid when this all settles. We'll talk about the final timeline and then launch Fall of the Republic straight ahead.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.